Now, an article has been published in the academic journal Scientific Reports by Rebecca Jane Scarrett, with contributions from Ole Adrian Hegley, Peter Voost, and Makiko Sadakata. The article's entitled Music That Is Used While Studying and Music That Is Used for Sleep share similar musical features, genres, and subgroups. It's a very interesting topic, and I have Joey Flores on the line to talk about it. So here's a little bit about Joey. Joey is an American psychology scholar and writer who has contributed to publications such as HuffPost and The Good Men Project about mental health and digital culture. His work as a writer has appeared on online news websites, newspapers, magazines, and radio outlets. Joey is also the author of a new educational book, A Short Introduction to Psychology, which is scheduled to be released later this year. He studied applied psychology during his undergraduate studies and forensic psychology at graduate level. Joey, thank you very much for joining us today at Phoenix FM. Now, let's start talking about the article and the psychology of music. What is the psychology of music?
So music psychology is the intersection between psychology and musicology. It attempts to explain and understand musical behavior and experience, including the processes by which music is perceived and incorporated into everyday life. So music has gradually taken over the world. It is now easier than ever before for people to access any music they like from anywhere in the world at any given time. And as music culture grows, so does the variety of music. The modern profession of music psychology is mainly empirical, which means that knowledge that academics, philosophers, and researchers acquire is the result of data collection using methodical observation of actual human subjects. Music psychology may include performances, composition, education, and other areas in which behavior, such as creativity, personality, and social behaviors are involved. The study of music, it can be traced back several centuries before the peak of the Julian-Claudian dynasty in ancient Rome, around 6 BCE. So the modern scientific study of music, however, it didn't occur until around like the 19th century or so. In recent times, though, music psychology has begun to expand within areas of psychological science, with cognitive science being a central focus in its evolution. Music perception has been rigorously studied in terms of pitch, rhythm, harmony, and melody, in addition to affective responses. Affectivity, which is a central focus of music psychology, it involves investigating and comprehending the emotional responses elicited by listeners when exposed to certain auditory stimuli or physical experiences. There are numerous regions of the brain that are studied when people engage in specific behaviors, such as listening to music, composing, and performing. When cognitive psychology was integrated into the study of music, it allowed for like more objectivity when examining musical behavior and perceptual experiences. Advances in neuroscience throughout like the first half of the 21st century had a drastic impact on it. Cognitive musicology is actually a sub-branch that originated from the studies into cognitive psychology and neuropsychology of music.
How does music help with studying?
Well, first off, it is important to consider that there are distinct emotional reactions and cultural differences when it comes to music experiences. For example, an individual's culture or ethnicity can influence their cognition. So in other words, one's social cultural makeup can determine what preferences, emotional reactions, and even memories take place during a session of listening to music. In general, some styles of music can have like a positive impact on studying. For instance, a 2017 study published in the journal Frontiers in Psychology found that listening to background music may result in beneficial effects on learning, particularly by boosting working memory capacity. The study tested 81 college students, with the researchers collecting arousal and mood scores before and after each learning session. By the end of that study, the authors had concluded that the higher the learner's working memory capacity, the better they learned with background music. So the background music used throughout that study that I just mentioned was Mozart, which actually has been studied in the past for epilepsy, but with mixed results.
How does music help with sleep?
Music and its effects on various aspects of life are all part of a very complex, multifaceted idea. Music has been shown to improve mood, self-actualization, productivity, memory, learning, and concentration. However, not all music encompasses such positive effects. Music may induce physical effects as well, such as its influence on cardio function, muscle tension, posture, sinuses, the immune system, and of course, sleep. The study of music for sleep is still ongoing, and researchers have discovered substantial effects. Essentially, the literature on this subject has determined that music can improve sleep quality, particularly among those who suffer from sleep conditions such as insomnia. However, not everyone feels the same way.
One of the most important takeaways from the research study published in the academic journal Scientific Reports.
So a team of researchers from Denmark and the Netherlands recently published a very fascinating study. It was published just a few months ago, and it focused on investigating the use of music during study sessions or during sleep. Researchers compared study music and sleep music using a Spotify database. The database included more than 170,000 tracks and 790 playlists. Perhaps the most important takeaway was the fact that researchers found that both sleep music and study music created pleasant but not too disturbing auditory environment. The music studied, it increased concentration for studying and lowered arousal for sleep. Using large Spotify-based datasets, the authors of the study were able to uncover similarities between music that one would expect to be different. Overall, the research, it points to like a new avenue of study obtained from Spotify. Having such a sizable data set allows for more robust statistical testing and broader, more generalized analysis to be performed. Spotify does not release any demographic information, though, due to internal company rules. So we cannot look into who's actually listening to these playlists or who was during that study. But we can't rule out the possibility of significant differences between the learning groups that were associated with this specific study. The results from this study clearly substantiate the theory that music can be beneficial for both studying and sleeping.
What can we expect from future research with respect to the psychology of music and studying?
Music psychology is becoming a very promising area of study, with more and more researchers aiming to understand the health benefits of it, as well as its effects on the brain. Future research is likely to focus on the cognitive and neuropsychological aspects of music behavior. Mindfulness, burnout, and motivation are likely future areas of continued study.
This is a fascinating subject, and I think it's very useful for anyone who has music on while studying or sleeping so that they learn the effects of it. Joey, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. It's been a pleasure having you on Phoenix FM.
Thank you for having me.